The Old Testament reading of Scripture is in the book of Numbers. Now, the book of Numbers is a book that we don't read or look at very often, but we should, because it's the story of how people of Israel failed to enter the Promised Land because they refused to trust God and were then forced to wander in the wilderness. This book teaches us about the disastrous consequences of rebellion and dissatisfaction with God. Wow! Chapter 14, verses 1 through 12, New Living Translation. Then all the people began weeping aloud, and they cried all night. The voices rose in great chorus of complaint against Moses and Aaron. "We wish we had died in Egypt, or even here in the wilderness," they wailed. "Why is the Lord taking us to this country only to have us die in battle? Our wives and our little ones will be carried off as slaves. Let's get out of here and return to Egypt." Then they plotted among themselves, "Let's choose a leader and go back to Egypt." Then Moses and Aaron fell down on the ground, face down before the people of Israel. Two of the men who had explored the land, Joshua son of Nun and Caleb son of Jephunneh, tore their clothing. They said to the community of Israel, "The land we explored is a wonderful land, and if the Lord is pleased with us, he will bring us safely into that land and give it to us. It is a rich land, flowing with milk and honey, and he will give it to us. Do not rebel against the Lord, and don't be afraid of the people of the land. They are only helpless prey to us. They have no protection, but the Lord is with us. Don't be afraid of them." But the whole community began to talk about stoning Joshua and Caleb. Then the glorious presence of the Lord appeared to all the Israelites from above the tabernacle. And the Lord said to Moses, "How long will these people reject me? Will they never believe me even after all the miraculous signs I have done among them? I will disown them and destroy them with a plague. Then I will make you into a nation far greater and mightier than they are." May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word in the book of Numbers.